And so now let's take our postures, postures that are nice and deliberate, postures that allow us to be fully present and yet relaxed. Remembering that when we're in chairs, we really want to have both feet planted and take that unconditional support of the earth, and to feel the bottom even and balanced in the chair. And if you're able, possibly sitting a little forward in the chair so that the back is free and not leaning back, if you're able. And we do this and attempt to let the knees be a little lower than the hips, then the spine goes into a nice natural alignment, upright and dignified without being stiff. So feel free to adjust yourself accordingly. Letting the hands be soft and restful. The head nicely balanced on the neck. And take care that there's no eye strain. So perhaps eyes are soft and downwards and closed, or they're soft and downwards and open, or they're perhaps a little more neutral, but see if you can invite some softening around the eyes and through the face. And giving ourselves a little soothing touch wherever you like to do that. And feel into the warmth of your hands. And letting this soothing touch be a gentle reminder to care for ourselves, to approach this practice with not just mindfulness, but kindfulness. Engaging soothing touch at any point, letting the hands rest, relax. And having a few nice full breaths, connecting with breathing. And as you're ready, gently letting the breathing subside into its own natural rhythms. And just appreciating breathing in and breathing out. Gently bringing attention back to breathing as it wanders. Giving ourselves a chance to settle and be present. Noticing the sensations of breathing in particular, and what the in-breath is offering. perhaps a sense of uplift and opening, spaciousness. Those nourishing effects of the in-breath. And if you will, noticing in particular the out-breath for a while and its offerings. Sense of the body dropping, releasing, relaxing. Appreciating the soothing effects of the out-breath. And noticing breathing in and breathing out, emphasizing one over the other, depending on what you need. Do you need more of the opening and energizing effects of the in-breath, or the soothing, relaxing effects of the out-breath? Or is it all to be noticed, appreciated, welcomed? Perhaps that's what you need. Practicing in the silence. Coming back as attention wanders to thoughts, to worries, rumination, challenging emotions. Yes, yes, I see you. And holding them in this awareness of the breathing, the body supported by earth and air. And keeping that felt sense of the body supported by the earth, supported by the air, having that nice groundedness. Let's now move into a gratitude practice. One that has some suggestions from the 16 guidelines. And so we might begin by bringing our gratitude for good things that we experience, such as kind of physical things, our home, our possessions, our surroundings. Simple physical things that we might on other occasions take for granted. Knowing that around the world there are those who don't necessarily have these things. Things like hot water, plumbing, and proper shelter, warmth, coolness. So reflecting and being grateful, if you will, for simple physical things in our surroundings. Letting each item we think of nourish us in the remembering. And we might just to each of these items say thank you home, thank you clothing, thank you fresh water, whatever it may be. And pausing with that. And allowing ourselves to take time to appreciate the less tangible things, such as relationships and health, a measure of well-being, a measure of freedom. Living in a safe enough city and country, receiving education, healthcare. And diving a little more deeply into the relationships, the many people in our lives that have been kind to us, relatives, friends. Perhaps focusing on those who did these kindnesses for us when we were young. So we might also include some teachers, those who may have guided us. And so with this, we can focus on specific incidents of kindness received from others when we were young. And if it feels like something you can open to, you might include siblings, aunts and uncles, grandparents, and parents. If it feels like something you can open to. Soothing touch at any point, sitting in a strong supportive way throughout. Remembering, if it feels open to you, that we all began our lives dependent on another or others. And this has been not just true for us, but for generations behind us. And there's a legacy of care. And aware, too, it's a legacy of care that we take forward with our children, grandchildren, siblings, sometimes our parents, friends, perhaps in our work, a human legacy of caring. And if it feels like something you're open to, having some sense of intention or aspiration to pay it forward, this caring to one another here, and those who aren't with us today, friends and family. Expressing our gratitude with these acts of kind generosity. And letting the awareness now return to simply feeling the body, feeling the breathing.